Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory Communication Number 18. Discernment. What is discernment in the light of supramental thought? It is very important for man to realize the traps of the spirit, because it is these traps that determine the quality of life and allocate a greater or lesser margin of error prone to make human life painful beyond such justification. And man is naturally its victim. As long as man has not understood the basic principles concerning the relationship between the spirit in him and the intelligence of the spirit that breathes thoughts into him, it is impossible for him to discern perfectly whether such or such thought is beneficial to him humanly speaking, or whether it only serves him to overcome certain psychological limitations due to his lack of maturity and experience. Men have the impression that they are on the material plane to suffer, when in fact they suffer because their level of intelligence and discernment is insufficient to thwart all the efforts of the spirit in them, which only seeks to provoke situations so that man, according to the experience of these situations, comes to understand how to live his life well. Discernment is so vital for man that he, who is devoid of it, cannot live his life to his advantage. That is, he will always endure life without being able to control the factors that will give him a possible, pleasant, and enriching overview of his personal experience. Discernment seen from the point of view of supramental psychology is based on the principle of protecting the individual against the impulses that pass through him or her and give rise to movements and actions that may cause him or her to suffer, rather than bringing more and more balance and true peace. Discernment corresponds to a high faculty of the spirit of man, and its power is only acquired when man has finally realized that he is not on the material plane to suffer, but that he suffers because of his ignorance of the laws of the spirit. Discernment can only be acquired when we have grasped the importance of putting an end to suffering in our lives and have decided to apply our will to everything that harms our true peace, while considering those around us. Obviously, discernment seen from the supramental point of view is not philosophical discernment, but rather an inner capacity to judge with more or less perfection, that is vibrationally, this or that action according to whether it is appropriate and likely to make our lives more livable. Men being prisoners of forms as they are, live at the mercy of these forms and cannot benefit from the supramental discernment that is beyond or above these forms, and that allows man to live an increasingly free life. Until we realize that we have suffered enough, until we realize that there must be an end to suffering, we cannot apply our will to the factors in our lives that are responsible for that suffering. Discernment is a power of supramental intelligence that is not disputable. Once the mind of man has been harmonized or made aware of this intelligence. But the supramental intelligence must first be adjusted to the spirit of man before he can benefit from it with his eyes closed. As long as the intelligence is not sufficiently adjusted to the spirit of man, the latter, prisoner of forms, cannot see the nuances and tricks of this intelligence against his spirit. It is then that he experiences the first contact with the supramental intelligence, and that he must live certain experiences in relation to this contact, until the day when suffering helps him to understand that the supramental intelligence in him is really part of him once he has understood it. The penetration of the supramental into man is accompanied by all kinds of deformations, for the forms of the lower human mind must be destroyed. It is the result of this destruction of forms in the human mind that gives man discernment. From this point on, man is free and any experience before him is under the control of his spirit. That is, he is no longer enduring life, but can live it in such a way where he is the master. It is at this moment in his life that suffering cannot penetrate man, because discernment is the perfect vision of what he must do. Comes both from the intelligence of the supramental in him and from the harmony of this intelligence with his spirit. Man is then in full possession of his faculties, and no force, no intelligence, can intervene to make him lose this harmony of which he has conquered the right and the power to possess forever. The great problem today with spiritual people is that they have not yet learned and understood that contact with the spiritual spheres is only the first step towards the supramental, and that this stage serves to open their spirit to realities that go beyond the limits of the senses, but which must eventually lead to total harmony between the human plane and the supramental plane. As long as these people have not understood this essential step of harmonization between the supramental and man, they are subject to experiences of all kinds, often very painful experiences, because they have not understood that man must be harmonized with the supramental, and that the supramental must also be in harmony with man. That is, that man must not act blindly under the dictations of the supramental. If the dictations conform to human well-being, as seen and heard by man, everything is fine, and life is easy, pleasant and vast. But as soon as man begins to suffer the yoke of supramental consciousness because the spiritual forms in him prevent him from seeing further into his illusion, it is time for him to wake up and learn to discern and not to let himself be abused by forces that must serve him instead of chaining him up because of his lack of discernment. Man has been so poisoned by spiritual forms, which only served to raise his level of consciousness outside of the purely material plane, that he has forgotten that his role on the material plane must be played in relation to the forces of the invisible, but not under the yoke of the invisible. Discernment is the only tool that man has to escape from this yoke in order to be able to live and work with these forces. Without discernment, man is condemned to the unceasing exploitation of his psychological weakness, and it is only through experience and understanding of certain fundamental principles of life, of the spirit in him, that he manages to get out of this situation. It is no longer just a matter of being spiritual, but of using these forces to raise the level of consciousness on the planet and transmuting matter with the aid of these forces. This is the purpose of the contact between man and the forces of the supramental. Any other link with those forces that do not serve man disfavors him. Until the day when he understands the real lesson of the supramental life in him. It is not through the supramental forces that man will be given the opportunity to understand his relationship and evolving role with them. But through the mediation of certain men who understand the laws of the supramental and who serve as a bridge between the old man and the new man, so that the latter can grow in the total understanding of himself. The will is part of man. But man does not know it. Because the forms interfere with the application of this will on the material level. As long as man has not suffered enough from his foolishness and developed the necessary strength to correct his action in the light of the activities of the supramental in him, as long as man gets caught up in the necessary interplay of supramental forces, he has not understood his lesson, and it is only through experience that he will understand it. It is enough for man to realize that the forces in him seek to penetrate by all means, and that he is aware and manages to not get caught up in their game. This is what I call discernment. The great discernment that is greater than wisdom. Because even if one is wise, one can let oneself be caught by supramental forces. Wisdom is to love what discernment is to intelligence. Love without intelligence can enormously be the cause of suffering for the man who is not aware of the laws of the spirit. Read the story of the martyrs and you will understand. Everything we experience on the material level is lived according to our degree of discernment. As long as discernment is not developed, we are subject to endure life, and an endured life is not a free life. Discernment coincides with the highest possible form of intelligence to man. For it determines the degree of intelligence required to purge life of the pitfalls caused by emotion. Emotionality is the root cause of lack of discernment and represents in man the very reason for his primitive state in relation to the understanding of himself and the great hidden phenomena of the universe. As long as man has not overcome his emotional subjectivities, it will be impossible for him to live his life according to the broad lines of supramental intelligence, of which discernment is the fundamental quality, a quality that protects him in his activity and allows him never to act against the laws of evolution. Human emotion is part of the burden of human consciousness. Even today, and for some time to come, emotion will be the driving force behind human action. And man will still consider it as essential to a life that he will believe to be well lived. But this dilemma is part of the evolution of man. And as long as he has not conquered his subjective emotionality, it will be impossible for him to see the delaying effect in his life. Discernment is an inner power that dictates without error and without compromise. This inner strength comes from the vibratory adjustment of intelligence and emotionality. So that the man who truly possesses it amplifies the experiential value of his life and always gravitates towards new heights of experiences forbidden to the one who, because of his constant errors, loses an enormous amount of energy and an incalculable quantity of opportunities within which he could emancipate himself and live a larger and more fulfilled life. we have the bad habit of not being able to rely totally, 100%, on ourselves. Because we have lost confidence in ourselves. And this trust, during our past experience, has been eroded. Precisely because our discernment was insufficient, we could not realize that total self-reliance is a fundamental key to supramental life. The penetration of supramental consciousness offers us the possibility of realizing the very nature of the errors we tend to make, and this in relation to forces that invite us to do them. As long as we have not understood the game of the spirit in us. As soon as we have understood this game, our psychology adjusts, develops, and we realize that it is necessary and possible for us to act with great clarity as soon as we have suffered enough of being fooled. The spirit invites obstacles so that man can learn from his mistakes. In fact, there is no real errors since everything is used for evolution. But there is real suffering, which can be avoided when man has finally learned his lesson. That is why we are told to learn not to believe the spirit, but to rely on our intelligence and to draw from the harmony of our intelligence what we need to function well and live pleasantly. But the spirit knows our weaknesses, and this is where it sets the trap for us. If we get used to not being caught, we will learn to see through the traps of the spirit. This is discernment. But too often, we need several experiences before we can see through the game. But when we have correctly understood, it is impossible for us to not see clearly. Then there will be another trap and so on, until the day when the supramental forces become very sharp in spirit. The supramental forces will no longer have any work left to do on our spirit. And we will finally be able to fully benefit from the supramental intelligence within. But first we must begin by realizing that any relationship between man and supramental forces is a relationship of improvement. And this improvement comes only gradually, such that discernment also comes to us with time. The more the struggle between the forces and man increases, the greater his willingness not to suffer. The less he suffers, the more centered he is, and the greater his discernment. As long as man lives at the expense of his spirituality, he is more subject to the game of the spirit. Because already, through his spirituality, he accepts the games of the spirit. But the suffering imposed by the obstacles during the relationship between man and supramental forces must eventually end, because man then refuses to suffer. His sensitivity to suffering having been increased because of contact with forces must at some point decrease and finally disappear completely. Because man has finally developed discernment, which is his great protection against suffering of all kinds. The spirit in him is then powerless to make man suffer. And it is at this moment that the latter is ready to work with him, with the forces whose mechanisms of action he needed to know in life, in order to be able to work with them. As long as man does not have discernment, The forces will be forced in all ways to bring him to this discernment. If they fail to do so, they will have to postpone the real relationship with him until another time, because his immaturity could disturb the life plan that they have for the new humanity. Thus, discernment is not only important for man, but also for the supramental forces acting within him. For man is a carrier of light, and this light must be carried perfectly. Neither the forces of life nor the forces of destruction can act without perfect harmony between them and man. In the case of the forces of destruction, man is a slave to these forces and dominated by them, so that discernment is impossible. In the case of life forces, man must acquire discernment in order to be able to freely exercise his power on the lower planes, but always in harmony with the universal intelligence in him. Discernment is not only a prerogative of man conscious and mentally harmonized with the forces of light, but a necessity that must be agreed upon through the relationship between man and the forces of light that operate in him and use him as a channel. It is quite obvious that the forces of life can never use as a channel a man who has no maturity, no discernment. This is where they come in, so that he can learn from his experience to harmonize his intelligence with theirs. This always depends on the evolution of his emotionality, because it is through it that he must pass before recognizing how much it affects him in all his actions. Discernment is a powerful force of the spirit in man that binds him to himself, which is, to that part of himself that is infinite and perfect. The ego's shield against this force resides in man's attachment to the psychological value of his emotions and personal thoughts that have not yet been imbued with the fire of light. Fire that destroys everything that is subject to delaying the formation of the channel that must be used by the forces of the spirit to create in man the ideal conditions for their movement towards matter. The forces of the spirit are not absolutely in control of the lower planes, and they must become so with time. For it is the forces of the spirit that permeate all of the divine mark in the cosmos. As long as this mark is not spread on earth, man will be forced to live a transformation of his principles, so that this rain may happen, and the rain of the spirit may manifest itself on the material level. Discernment is the result of this penetration of the spirit in man, and everything that man manifests must be able to reflect this penetration. But the ego of man fears discernment, because the ego wants to taste life in the way it perceives it, rather than in the way it should be lived. This is why the unconscious ego has no power of life. Because to possess the power of life, one must be in real life. That is, one must live life according to the laws of life. And it is discernment that gives us this power, because it is part of the intelligence of life, and not of man's attitude towards life. As long as man has not sufficiently understood the laws of the spirit within him, it is impossible for him to have sufficient discernment to understand and correspond perfectly in his action with the very nature of life. This lack of discernment prevents him from doing certain things on the material level, likely to reorganize the vibratory matter of which he is composed, so that a higher vibration settles in him, a vibration that must bring him closer to total and perfect consciousness. Discernment can never correspond with the appetites of the ego because the ego does not have discernment, since it is outside discernment. Discernment is not of man, but grows in man, when the latter grows in the light of the consciousness of the supramental. As long as we are men in search of ourselves, we try to get closer to the ourselves that suits us. A very great and very serious illusion, because the ourselves that suits us is a projection of our ego. And this projection is not subject to fulfilling the creative functions of a conscious ego, but of an ego whose vision is tinged by an energy that generates in it a self-esteem. That is, a reflection that allows it to measure itself face to face with himself or face to face with others. Discernment is not based on any consideration of the ego, and is not rationalized, since it is already predetermined in its intelligence by supramental forces. Man must be trained in discernment, not informed about discernment. Discernment is a condition of the universal spirit through the mind of man. And it is only when he has evolved sufficiently, emotionally and mentally, that this discernment becomes second nature, a natural aspect of his behavior. If man lived constantly in discernment, without being able to understand that he lived in the universal spirit, it would be impossible for him to bear the value of his actions, because he would not understand, by his ego, the reasons for discernment. However, discernment is not understood in the measure of its logic, but within the framework of the force that operates within when it is lived. All intelligence carries more or less discernment, but it is only in the consciousness of man that discernment becomes the major and permanent manifestation of supramental intelligence in him. The actualization of man on the material level always instructs him of what he should do. But the unconsciousness of man is so great that he does not become aware of this intelligence in him. And that is why it is said that man has no discernment. He must always use his rational intelligence to decide, in parenthesis, to do this or do that, when he should just do. But for man to be able to rely on such a simple formula of life, his bodies must be adjusted so that emotion and logic do not interfere with the intelligence of the spirit in him. It is then that he possesses discernment, that is, the possibility of letting the current of universal intelligence pass through without interfering with it. As long as man makes efforts, he builds an energy shell linked to his personal will and desires. It is then that he acts against the laws of life in him, and that he unknowingly destroys the power of the force within him. This force is willing to manifest itself, but the ego must give it a chance. Hence, As long as the ego has not understood the laws of the penetration of this energy in relation to the factors that prevent it, it is forced to withdraw into itself and thereby delays its evolution towards the supramental. Discernment is conclusively the door allowing the energy of the supramental to penetrate in man and to shed more and more light on his vision of things. Without discernment, man can never be sure of himself about the way he lives his life. And it is then that he prevents life from manifesting itself in him in a perfect way. Human education is a compass that marks the north so that its personality can be oriented. But this is not the true north, because it can only be marked by a compass that is not under the control of the ego. When man has discovered the real north, his orientation changes, and the path of life on which he embarks is no longer the same. He then leaves behind the old passages to enter the secret passages of life, of which he himself becomes the ultimate explorer. A fundamental key to discernment can help us to grasp its profound meaning. Whenever the ego must formulate a decision and prevents itself from doing so for reasons based on subjective emotionality, fear, or any other reason that it knows deep down that it is not real and valid, it delays the development of discernment in itself. It is not easy to develop discernment, because the ego must, in this movement of the spirit within him, give way to the vibration of the spirit that manifests itself intuitively. However, if the ego takes up too much space, the vibration of the spirit is not perceived, and discernment does not take root in man. Then life continues to be lived outside of consciousness, and man must continue to suffer this life that is not real. Too often man refuses to suffer a decision based on discernment for a short period of time, and will opt without realizing it for a longer, often much longer suffering that will have to last for years because of this refusal. There is no substitute for discernment. It is the fundamental key to all life, and none other than man, by himself, can come to recognize it, and to live it. As long as man imposes limits on himself, he must live his limits. As long as he thinks that he knows, he must live within the limits of his belief. That is why the individual must at some point in his life consider all through the light in him and remove any obstacle to this light. In fact, man must give himself the power of the key, depending on whether he has enough wisdom in himself to grasp its importance. Discernment cannot come to man all of a sudden, because his ego takes up too much space in his emotional and mental life. As he realizes this facet of his experience, it will become easier and easier for him to know discernment, and to see things according to the inner vision. A vision totally unconditioned by the emotions and reasons of the ego. Discernment is the greatest of the graces that man can know, and with which he can live in order to be able, later on, to create according to the laws of universal consciousness. Discernment is the greatest grace that man can know, and with which he can live in order to be able, later on, to create according to the laws of universal consciousness. Give man life without discernment and he will destroy it. Give man discernment and he will advance life to the limits of his power and creativity. Without discernment, man cannot live. He must endure life and suffer from it.